boy wonder.
Oh.
Yeah, man, how you doing?
Now you know who sings the song, right? Abby Mace?
This is Mace.
It's a new afternoon show. That is Ike Reese. I'm Spike Eskin. But the man of 5 p.m., known across the country as the man of 5 p.m., is one Jack Fritz, the author of the top five at five. It's been handled by... They've tried.
Handling's an interesting word.
They've done it. They've done five things each time.
Mm-hmm.
But the GOAT has returned. The king is here.
A lot of pressure.
The top five at five is back. Jack Fritz, take it away.
I mean, let's see if we remember how to do this whole thing.
Cinco de Fivo over here?
Cinco de Fivo, yes, yeah. Yes, yes. So I did look it up. Last time I was behind the glass was December 22nd.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's been a long time.
How you doing back there, by the way?
Dude, I kid you not. Yeah. The first segment, I almost like forgot how to do everything. I was like, I had to do the text line. It was a tough little job back here.
Yeah.
I was sweating, man.
Well, I was looking at you one point, and I'm like, Jack's not saying anything. I hope I'm involving Jack. But as it turns out, you were just trying to do the
Yeah. It was not important for me to talk the first segment. Okay. So, yeah, I was definitely finding my footing back here. But
here it is.
What I have for you today is the top five drops that I've missed the most.
Ooh.
Because there have been drops that have been underutilized and, frankly, disrespected with the producers here in taking over me. Number five is one that I hold near and dear, is one of the funniest moments on this show, and that is when Ike let out a little flatulence.
Did that really happen?
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
What was that? What happened?
Such an idiot.
Obviously, the audio has been doctored a little bit, but yeah, Ike let one rip on the air, and only he and I notice it, because Ike thought he let it slip. But I gave this look like a, you know, when the prairie dog sits up out of the hole? That's what I gave Ike. And I was like, no.
Yep.
Ike, what happened?
You know, at my age, you lose control of your bodily functions. And now you know what really happened? I thought I had the mic off.
You did think you had
really?
The mic off. Yes. Yeah.
Because I'm in here by myself. So, and I usually will hit the mic. Like that in between in a segment or anything, I can hit the mic and go ahead and you know release.
So
and
you got
nobody
you,
would know.
You guys are lucky because we're all lucky in that this is not live streamed on video. The video clips are online,
right.
But it's not live streamed.
Right.
When I do the Rights Ricky Sanchez, we're live on YouTube, and I'll turn my mic down when I have to. But I realize that if somebody's watching you.
They see your facial expressions.
They can see you shift to one side, you know?
You lift up.
You lift. Yeah. So even if the mic's off, they can tell.
Well, I actually remember to have a full audio of it. So here's how it sounded in real time.
Oh, yes.
If you win, you can then clinch on your home court in game six. You have everything to play for. And I think Charles answers the question right there. I agree.
Yeah. And I know there are a lot of Sixers fans that are.
Wait.
We missed it.
I didn't hear it.
You know what? I might have missed that. I grabbed it really fast, and I might have just totally missed out.
Oh.
I have to re-listen to it.
Oh,
oh my God.
No. We got to get
way,
buzzing.
It wasn't
here.
As loud as you hear it there. Okay. Yes. He,
can you play it one more time, Jack? Yeah. The actual.
No, I found it. Here.
Okay.
Hello.
Johnny Marks. Holla at you, boy.
Well, I would ask the rhetorical question of how do you come out with little
oh,
energy
God.
and the rhetorical question of how do you come out with little energy and
I remember he was so confused as to why we were laughing
Johnny
so
Marks
hard.
Didn't
yeah.
know what happened.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh
yep.
man.
It's good to be back.
That was bad.
The fourth drop that I've missed during my time off from the producer booth is one from our good friend Herb.
I'm looking at a threesome.
I mean, it's just
whoa.
Perfect. Because if you know Herb, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's in the works for Herb.
Well, you don't know Herb well then.
Was he
you ain't
saying
seen
it?
Herb on payday?
Was he saying it in the context
so,
that I think?
No. So what Herb was doing, well, he was talking about, I think, like some Phillies players.
Okay.
Like he's looking at a threesome of Those guys need to perform.
Okay.
It's just when you cut it, we right. obviously know what he's talking about.
See, in NBA, they shouldn't call it Big Three anymore. They should call it threesome.
The threesome. Yeah. Okay. I'm sure the TNT crew will be able to handle that very
yeah.
well.
Oh, yeah. Shaq.
Shaq
yeah.
and all them.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a threesome.
Yeah. The third drop that I missed the most, and I think all the Chuck drops have been criminally underutilized since I've been in that chair. And this is the one that I really, really miss the most.
Kiss my ass.
Perfect. It's perfect. I mean, there's so many Chuck ones. Like,
punk, you are a jet-ass lunatic. Run the damn ball, man.
Like, he's just so great.
The run the damn ball, man, it speaks for everybody here in the city.
Yeah, I mean, there's no drop that signifies Philadelphia football than run the damn ball.
I have not heard. I am a Levi devotee.
Right.
I'm a Levi from Overbrook.
You went to his funeral.
I did go to his funeral. And by the way, he had the WIP logo on the funeral program. And the true story, a picture of you and Carlin yep. in the program. And a helmet.
Oh, I made the program?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
And an Eagles helmet on the casket, by the way. And I heard the story that his name was not Levi, that he used two different names so he could call in more than once a week.
Ah.
So, but... Chuck is the first guy since Levi passed away. I'm not saying he has the mantle, the Levi mantle, but is the first person to ever come close to bringing it like Levi brought it.
Doc Rivers is an ass.
No, Chuck may have the mantle.
He's great.
Him and OG.
Like there was a time where Chuck fell off the top of my list as the number one caller here. He has since regained.
Yeah.
The number one spot.
Number one for sure.
Yeah. You're just saying he hasn't got to.
There's something about Levi that
Levi's
was just.
Levi's Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Hall of Fame.
I see what you're saying.
We got to do Caller Hall of Fame every year.
The Call of Fame.
Call of Fame.
The Call of Fame.
And Levi had been calling for years.
Yes.
And I've been meaning to bring this up with you, Spike.
Yes.
Because OG Wade claims that he's been calling for like 25 years. Mm. We didn't know OG Wade before he started railing against Carson.
Right. Right. Now, he could have been a caller.
Yeah, but he wasn't.
But he hadn't turned into. Well, first of all, we gave him the name OG Wade.
Yeah. Well, because there's two Wades.
Yes, because there was two Wades.
The other Wade in Chester. Yeah. Who's also, as you'll learn, the other producer of the show. He chimes in on everything.
Yeah, he knows everything about the
show.
He's
phenomenal.
Oh, really?
I think he really charged the show like Elliot charged throws at the.
It's pretty intense.
Training camp, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. All right, the second drop that I missed while being in the lead chair seat. Is one that we dropped earlier, but one that is criminally underutilized, and that's this for Mike.
Ooh, that boy almost got a 10-incher.
When it's well-placed.
I don't even know. What was that about?
So this was actually, the conversation started around Kenny Pickett.
Oh, that's right, the hands.
And his hand size being too small. And when I started going through hand sizes of quarterbacks, and when I got to the Bronco, he has 10-inch hands. So that's how you know he's a real winner.
Ike, when that came out of your mouth, do you realize what happened? When
yeah,
it came
you
out?
Did. Yeah, you did.
I did not.
Yeah,
no,
you
cause
did.
No, because we hadn't. Here's the funny thing. We hadn't started the whole pause thing yet.
This was pre-pause.
That was pre-pause. So I, now, mind you, after I said it, yes, then I realized, like, he's going to cut that, and I'm going to have to hear that. But I was really talking about his hands.
Because you did have a Twitter mess up once that got pretty famous.
The hashtag. How about that D, baby?
You remember that hashtag, right, Jack?
The bullpen
is cooked.
Exactly right.
Yeah, I want everyone to write out bullpen is cooked as one word and see what it looks like.
That was early in my career.
I'm still
working hashtags. I didn't know how to really do hashtags. I was hashtagging everything.
Bullpen is cooked.
Well, first of all, bullpen is one word that I didn't realize in a hashtag. It's spelled in one word.
Yep.
I spelled it two words.
Yep.
No spaces in hashtag.
Nope. That was bad.
It was bad.
Jack, number one.
The number one. What's drop that I have missed the most while being away. And some tried to use it, but not at the right time. And it's as simple as this.
So good. Yeah. All-timer. Tyrese.
Yep.
Bull clip.
Yeah.
What have you learned from the time you've spent playing with Rajon Rondo and the like?
I learned a lot.
Oh, man. He's grown up so much since then.
Oh, my God.
Well, and the funniest is, like, once every like 3 months, someone will message me being like, I didn't know this is what the drop was from.
Oh.
And Maxie's developed into such a star here.
Yeah.
That was a shocking moment.
Jack, well done.
Thank you.
Well yes. done. I'm glad the 5 and 5 is
welcome back.
We'll get
didn't
back.
Need, didn't need number five.
Oh, thanks, you did anyway. Need number five. Play it again. Yeah. We'll get to Horny Yoshi in a moment. 215-592-9494. Did want to address something that has been making the rounds. Obviously, the biggest story in sports, I think, so far this year has been the I guess, elevation of women's college basketball, Caitlin Clark. Huge story, huge ratings, and the number one pick in the NBA draft. And one of the big stories has been Caitlin Clark's salary as the number one overall pick in the WNBA. The salary is as follows. Now, we're talking about the biggest, not just the biggest star in women's college basketball, but probably the biggest, definitely the biggest star in college basketball in totality.
Oh, for sure.
So salary, $76,000 in 2024, $78,000 in 2025, 2026, $85,000 and $97,000 in 2027. And everyone is so up in arms that the biggest star in college basketball is only going to make that much money. The reality of this is that the players in the league are paid a percentage of the income of the league. So her salary is based on how much money the league makes. So everyone complaining online and on the radio and on television about how much Caitlin Clark is going to make, I have advice for you. Watch the WNBA and buy WNBA tickets. Because the only way those salaries are going to go up, they shouldn't go up with you guilting the WNBA. They shouldn't go up with you protesting online. Watch the sport. If you watch the sport and they make more money, the players will then make more money. That's how it works. The players make money based on how much money the league, there's a collective bargaining agreement. That's how much it works. Does it suck that the biggest star in college basketball is going to graduate and not even make $100,000? Sure. Mm-hmm. But if everyone who complained about this watched the sport and bought a ticket, we wouldn't have a problem. This happens every time a radio station goes out of business. Everybody cries, oh, that radio station, I love that radio station. Well, my thought is always, well, if you listened to it as much as you cried about it, mm-hmm. the radio station would probably still be here. I was on a radio station like that, right here at WISP. So Caitlin Clark, a fantastic player, a fantastic run in college basketball. By the way, she'll probably make a ton in endorsements.
Yeah.
But if your problem is that she is not making enough money, then the proof is in the pudding. People have not watched the WNBA. They have watched college basketball over the last few years. They don't watch the WNBA, and they don't go to the games. Yep. If you think she is that – and by the way – If she changes the culture of the WNBA or the visibility of it, she will reap the benefits. Maybe not in this 4-year deal, but eventually she will reap the benefits. Just watch the game, buy some tickets, support it, stop crying.
I agree. Couldn't have said it any better. Yeah, it's you know, for those of us who certainly have paid attention, these salaries are no surprise to a lot of us. And it's clear that she can make more money off the court than she can on the court. Hell, she probably made more money in her last year at Iowa through her NIL deals than she'll make over the length of her contract with the WNBA. But to your point, Spike, yeah, this is about revenue sharing. And when you get ratings up, you get advertisement up, you get TV contracts start to come up, and players' percentage starts to go up as far as what they can make. That's the same thing that happened when Bird and Magic saved the NBA, you know? They were showing NBA playoff games and NBA finals on tape delays.
Right. And then it changed.
And then it changed because of Bird and Magic.
Right.
They brought everybody to the table, to the TV sets, and then Jordan took it to the next level.
And by the way, I think people are ready for this to happen if it happens. You know, I think she has shown in college basketball that a star, like you're saying with Bird and mm-hmm. Magic, can change the trajectory of a sport completely.
By the way, they were stars coming out of college
right.
to save the NBA.
And right there. So it's an interesting situation, and all I can tell you is if you want it to change, the people who talk about it can change it.
See, I'm a call, until I see it myself, I'm a call bull on everybody
right.
that's complaining about it. Because like you said, go out and support it.
Absolutely. It's easy.
Yes, it's easy to do. All you got to do is go out and support it. So, you know, I think Caitlin's going to be great. She's going to be fine in the WNBA, but that league needs viewership and attendance to be viable.
100%.
Just does.
This hour, sponsored by Guided Door and Window, receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down and up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Trying to get this mouse to work. There we go. Yoshi, what up?
My main man, Spike.
What's going on, man?
Officially, baby. Big Ike.
What up, Yoshi?
What's up, fellas? Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
Oh, man, it's good to hear y'all up there all official with it now. That rock and roll, baby. Hey, look, everybody listening to each his own his opinion, but I would be annoyed. We should not be drafting an offensive guard, Elliot Short Park, early in the draft. I mean, Elliot's delusional. This team is far from talented on defense. They might have some pieces with some potential,
right?
Like Carter, Huff, CJ, Devin, see if Slay still got some juice, and we'll see where Nolan at. But you need a playmaker and a haymaker on defense, I say.
A playmaker and a haymaker.
A playmaker and a haymaker, man. You got to put in some work on that side of the ball. There's only one first rounder on that O-line. Why are we so worried about getting a guard early?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we didn't reach for anybody on that O-line. We need to stop worrying about all this doubt with Juergens. Like, chill on that. I mean, he was deemed that dude in the draft by Kelson Stout. He was mentored by Kelson. He played out of position for a year. He wasn't a liability. He played almost 700 snaps. No penalties. No sacks. And then one thing people say when he was out for those few games, the run game fell off. But we worried about what he going to be like in his natural position. Like, come on, man. What's name? Plug and play on that side of the ball. So everything goes to him nice.
Yep.
Work on that side of the D. You know, I'm hung up on cornerback. But I'm with you. You want to get what's name? An edge rusher that's going to make some noise? I'm with it. You want to get a linebacker that's going to bring the hammer or chop the axe? I'm with it. Like, let's rock and roll. And real quick on the Sixers. Spike, I'm comfortable too. I look at this team. This team is probably equivalent or better to what's named that 2018-19 team that Nick Nurse won the championship with. He had one superstar and a bunch of pieces that played their part. Forget the Heat. Knock them out. Get in this playoff and let's ball out, baby. I love y'all. And, yes, Kelly Drive was very enticing.
It's called a big dose of D.
All right. Well, I mean, it is nice out.
Yes, he's a frequent Kelly Drive guy.
So I used to run on Kelly Drive every once in a while, and when it gets nice out,
he's whacking that thing.
So we have
getting back in here and out of the booth, man.
We have the text line coming up. We have leading off coming up, of course. But before that, I did mention that Vic Fangio is at Citizens Bank Park today. He's watching batting practice.
Big-time Phillies fan.
Big-time. Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's a big-time
Only reason fan. He came back.
So here is a tweet from Matt Gelb, who, God forbid, he mentioned the name of somebody or the radio station. But in any case, he says, noted Phillies fan Vic Fangio is at the ballpark today. Watch some BP. Now cornered by a local radio personality. We know who that is.
What is wrong with these writers, man?
Oh, well, that. I mean, you can't. That, and you know what? And, boy, it's taken me 5 minutes to become my father. One show.
Yeah.
These guys would kill to be on this radio station. Kill. Matt Gelb would kill. Jeff McClain's doing a podcast for us over there.
He's lucky he still gets to do it over there.
Very.
I haven't put him in a headlock yet.
I opened the door for him today.
Yeah.
Soft.
I don't want to. And by the way, God bless him, but Zach Berman, every once in a while, local radio station.
Mm-hmm.
Say the name, guys. Say, cornered by Howard Eskin is funnier than cornered by local radio personality, the local beat writer.
Yeah.
In any case, we know who he is cornered by.
Yes.
Yeah.
The only person that would corner him.
He is taking.
with that smile, too.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, dope?
Yeah.
Genius.
You know he is working hard at Eagles and Saturday.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. He wants to win.
Do you think he's getting draft intel right now?
Yes.
Well, see, And it's the way you go about getting the draft intel. You obviously can't go up to him asking him draft questions.
No, but he's good at that. That's one thing Howard's good at.
That's exactly. That's what I'm saying. He knows how to conversate.
And I don't think it's impossible he was asking about Hassan Reddick.
Could see that.
Yeah, especially after Howie so viciously attacked Dave Uran.
One of our own, who would mention WIP.
One of ours, for sure.
Viciously. Oh, but you haven't heard the funny thing, Spike, hearing you say that.
Yeah.
But didn't realize that your dad usually is trying to separate himself from us.
He is. That's his new thing. Oh. You all at WIP.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, he does I've a you it. All at WIP thing.
Yeah, well, I remind him every once in a while. Well, even the AJ clip.
Yeah.
The clip that AJ
Brown
that's
right. Yeah, that's
mad at me.
That's kind of where it started at.
Yeah, I was yelling at my father.
Yeah, per usual.
Yeah.
But I wish you could have been here the day we brought up Insider of the Year to him.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he knows it's a bit. I think he thinks it's a real competition.
Well, it is.
What makes it is
a real competition. It is. But like, he's talking about the joy that Howard had.
He was like, it means so much to me.
Yeah.
It's like, all right.
He actually said those words.
I kind of felt bad.
Like everything else on the show, it's real and it's not real and it's real.
It's real to me, damn it.
Everything on the show. Coming up next, the text line and leading off the new afternoon show, Ike Reese, Spike Eskin, Jack Fritz.
So everyone heard that I recently bought a certified pre-owned Honda Accord from Scott Honda in Westchester, which is practically in my backyard. I actually got my first car in high school from Scott Honda. Scott Honda has been serving the area for generations, including my family. Well, now they've brought me into their family. So if you're in the market for a newer certified pre-owned Honda, then go where they make it easy to buy your next car. Scott Honda of Westchester. And now, Scott Honlin of Vineland, New Jersey. New Jersey, you're in luck. Visit ScottHonda.com and tell them Fritz sent you.